It's graduation season, albeit an odd one post-COVID. So many emotions, including for the parents of the child who suddenly veers off the path in the wrong direction, that stomach-clenching feeling they may not graduate. Author Connie Bewald tells one such story in which a single mom is the one clutching her stomach. As one son rebels, the other, the good child, is struggling as well. She just doesn't know that. It's a story that touches on race, fitting in, on the power of truth, keeping a child on the right path while circumstance, the environment, fate, life, the past and present collude to thwart you. That's universal. Then add, you're in a new country, holding down your job as a certified nursing assistant in a nursing home. Author Connie Bewald joins us now, and Connie, Kish Jen gives you a blurb in which she says, this glows with authenticity. It does. A full disclosure, I know the school you write about. This is set in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the high school, hugely diverse. I feel like I know the kids you write about. Where did this come from?
When I started writing this book, it was about the power differential and racism involved in elderly, privileged white people being cared for so often by people of color and what that power dynamic was about. And that's what I started with. Then I started to experience a lot of things with my own high school and college age kids, and they are white and I'm white. They hung out with a lot of kids of color and specifically some Haitian kids. I had already gone to Haiti because Nadine, the character, the CNA at that point, was whispering in my ear intensely, and I wanted to know where she came from. So I went to Haiti, came back, and my younger son was making not the best choices in high school. Mm. And sitting with him in court and such, I mean, there we are in Cambridge where there's a lot of white people, but in that courtroom, I think the day I sat there all day with him, we were the only white people, except for the people who were lawyers and the judge. I already felt powerless and terrified and didn't sleep for a year. And I just wondered what it would be like to negotiate that as the parents of some of the kids he was hanging out with who, you know, didn't speak English, were working 2 and 3 jobs, and didn't have the privilege and power that I had from being a white person.
You would have written a nonfiction if you wanted to talk more about your son. I hope everything's fine there.
Yes.
Which, you know, we're not going to give away the ending here, but there's such a sense of these wild rides that teenagers can take you on. They can end well, but you have to be there with them. And in your story, you have the Haitian nurse's aide, single mom, Nadine, her two sons, Chance, the charismatic senior, off the rails, Henry, the studious college kid on scholarship to an all-white college, feeling like the other. So there's that storyline as well. But you seem pitch perfect in speaking in the way these young men would. Did your son help you with that?
Yeah. Yeah, they both did. I mean, I feel like if you're going to write about people that have a different experience from you, I think you really have to immerse yourself as much as possible in their reality and really try to put yourself in other people's shoes. And my kids certainly helped with that. Going to Haiti really was a lot, too. It was so compelling and interesting, and I started to make these relationships. And then that particular son went back with me the next time.
This is your son.
Yeah, the one who was kind of making the bad choices and still making the bad choices went with me to Haiti because I was like, I don't know what to do.
By the way, you're also a middle school librarian, a growth education teacher and a mentor.
Yes.
What have you learned, not just through your son, but other young men in particular, about what's going on in that moment in your character? It's, you know, it seems like a lot of things. I can't be as good as my brother. My brother's perfect. I don't know who my father is. There's lots of secrets. What's going on?
Wow, I think a lot. And I think I try to explore it by writing it. I think the whole thing about being tough and tender is really hard. I remember my kids were part of that era of boys wearing their pants really low. And when I asked my kids about it, they said, you know, I said, how do you keep your pants up? And they said, oh, you got to walk big. And that made me start to think a lot about just what that means to walk big and the pressure to walk big and how much pressure there is on boys. In fact, I wrote a little essay that talked about, you know, when it comes time to empty the mouse traps of the mouse bodies, or there are still stereotypical things where perfectly strong feminist women I know still would expect the man, if they have a man in their lives, to do that job.
In other words, you saw in your boys this notion that they had to be tough, be the man. You also borrow from Haitian Creole, from Proverbs, the title, Truth Like Oil.
Truth like oil always rises to the surface. And I love Proverbs in any culture. And then had to struggle a little bit with the idea of, you know, now there's a lot of talk about, you know, essentializing cultures, and especially being a white person writing about another culture. I really was scared of risking essentialization.
Well, hold on a second, because I was going to ask you about that. If as a white person, even though you had a son who had these struggles, you know, this idea, did you worry about appropriating? Because not just is your mom character Haitian, many of the characters are Haitian, but you write about the spiritual practices, voodoo, if you will, food. It's their culture. And you just said, what, essentializing. What does that mean? Reducing people to just certain characteristics like their food?
Yeah, it's not a full picture. Reducing a culture to their proverbs and their food. And you focus in on that, and that's all you say. And I believe I've done way more than that in this book. And Truth Like Oil is one of the proverbs that heads one of the sections of the book. And that is a proverb that comes from so many cultures. And I love that. I love that it's so universal.
Yeah. Writer Connie Biewald, her new novel, Truth Like Oil. Thank you so much, Connie. Best of luck with it.
Thank you, Robin.